This is John Batchelor. A review of the past week and remarks by my guests. I came across again remarks by Mary Kissel, Executive Vice President Stevens Incorporated, former senior advisor to the Secretary of State, and many years in Hong Kong for the Wall Street Journal editorial page, observing China. I ask in general of myself when I read about China these days, what's wrong? What went wrong with the miracle? Is it able to right itself? Is there a way they can restore? They talk about stimulus all the time. The banks making adjustments, the real estate market. Mary gets right to the center of the story. It's not about fixes. It's about the model itself based on the Chinese Communist Party. Here's Mary Kissel. What's wrong with China? And it can't be fixed until the Chinese Communist Party is history. Mary Kissel. This is John Batchelor speaking with my colleague Mary Kissel, Executive Vice President Stevens Incorporated, many years in Hong Kong for the Wall Street Journal editorial board. I ask about China's economy. I observe that it's in very bad shape. I am reading several books that tell me part of the contributing factor is that the Chinese Communist Party practices cronyism and nepotism, and it plunders the wealth of the land. Mary has much more to say. She's traveled there. I have not. And her observations are right up to date, right now. The Chinese miracle is no more. What comes next is unknown.
Well, I should give a slight correction there, John. I have not traveled so widely in China. I've been to Beijing and Dalian and a couple other places, but the Chinese Communist Party would only give me a visa for 1 or 2 or even 3 days, I think was the longest I had, because they viewed me as a threat even so many years ago when I was based in Hong Kong. So I just want to make that clear for listeners. You ask, can the Chinese people overcome essentially the corrupt, backward economic system that they toil in the middle of? And I don't think they can. There's really perverse economic incentives put in place by totalitarian regimes, and that's what you're dealing with here, where the CCP is the point. The point is not to lift the Chinese people out of poverty. It's to enrich and expand and secure the CCP's power over its people, its neighbors, and ultimately the world. And the greatest victims of that are the Chinese people. The leadership finds itself in the spot that it's in because General Secretary Xi Jinping locked down the country for 3 years on his diktat. And while he did that, local governments ran up huge debts, and property developers could not finish projects and went bankrupt, large property developers, Evergrande and Country Garden are among the few. And now the government is finding that foreign investors, particularly in the United States, have woken up and said, wait a second, you can just shut down the country for 3 years and raid my business and put a Communist Party member on my board and steal my property rights. Hey, maybe that's not a great place to invest or to put my entire supply chain. So capital is fleeing. And instead of addressing these problems head on, the party does what it always does. It obfuscates. So these bad debts that, for instance, local banks have piled up, they're quote unquote selling those debts to the local government in exchange for a piece of paper. And then poof, the bad debt is like somehow supposedly gone. Well, it's not gone. These debts haven't been written down. There's no bankruptcy happening here. It's just all a fiction. And so growth is slowing. Unemployment is going through the roof, particularly with the youth. The stock market is crashing. And the central government is saying, well, let's do the only thing that we know how to do. Let's put a floor on the stock market and just stop people from trading in certain ways. And
30
let's inject
seconds.
Money into the economy. John,
seconds,
it doesn't
Mary.
Work. It's the heavy hand of a party state, and it is deeply corrupt, and it's just not going to work. And so this is the perfect time to be putting pressure on China. But what is Washington doing? Yeah, we might send our Treasury Secretary over there to figure out how to bail them out. Wrong policy, wrong time, big missed opportunity.
Mary Kissel. Here's Mary Kissel. Thank you.